Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Changes in Latitudes by Will Hobbs, narrated by Johnny Heller. Will Hobbs opens this book with a lyric by Robert Hunter. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. And now, Changes in Latitudes.
Chapter 1. We were leaving for a week in Mexico. All of us except my father, that is. For years, he'd been putting down Mom's dream of vacationing in a tropical paradise. So she finally gave up on him and said we'd just go on our own. So, here we are in the airport, milling around before the flight. Dad's in his jeans, and Mom's looking like she just walked out of a fashion magazine. Not exactly a matched pair. Jennifer and Teddy are sticking close together. Jennifer's 14, your standard kid sister. Attractive? Sure, but who'd say that about their sister? Teddy looks like a normal 9-year-old, but let me tell you something. He isn't. I'm the one with the headphones and the shades, trailing behind like I'm only loosely affiliated with these people. I used to think I was the center of the universe. But by the end of the week down there, I found out this wasn't the case. I found out something about what's really important and what's not. I guess that's why I'm writing this down, to let you know the price I paid and let you draw your own conclusions. Back to the airport. Jennifer had just noticed some photographs of animals in a glassed-in display. Over the pictures, it said in big letters, "Think before you buy." I wish she hadn't, but she pointed it out to Teddy. He was over there so fast he could have smashed his face. He stood there staring with his mouth open. Over his shoulder, I saw the bloody elephants on their sides with their tusks sawed off. Dead leopards, dead rhinoceroses, dead polar bears, dead whales, a mound of dead sea turtles, and on and on. I looked over to Teddy. He was horrified. I told you he wasn't a normal kid. "Endangered feces," I said. When he heard that blasphemy, Teddy glanced my way with a hurt and disbelieving look. Disbelieving, I don't know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?